Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about going from frustration and fear to fulfillment, and this is an authentic life approach. Sooner or later, something comes up for us that we just can't answer. We can dismiss it, but it keeps coming back. We're being nagged by a question. It's like a stone in our shoe, right? First, it's just an irritation, but then left unanswered, it becomes a blister. And if that's unanswered, soon you have an infection or some other bad injury on your foot. We have to pay attention. I often say that I wish that I heard more the soft whisper I get when I need to pay attention to something or answer a question that's coming up. And then I say, well, then I'd even be happy if I paid attention to the tap on the shoulder. But sometimes I'm kind of thick-headed sometimes, and I wait for the 2x4 to the head. I don't want you to wait for the 2x4 to the head. What is going on in our lives that is coming up over and over again, a question, a nagging question, and we have to face it. Is this what life is all about? Is this how I want my life to go? Sometimes we say things like, there must be more to life than this, or where did I go wrong? I don't want my whole life to be like this. What can I do? We've had this, all of us have had this kind of thinking somewhere in our life. And sometimes frustration, anxiety, lack of fulfillment, doubt, indecision, they all seem to show up with regularity. And they will continue to show up until we do what? Until we change something. So what do we do with that? That's where authentic living comes in. When we get down to it, most of us want to live a peaceful, calm, happy life. And we want to make enough money to support our families. And, you know, pretty much that's it. Maybe some people want more toys than other people. That's fine. But most of us want the basics, right? The happy, calm, peaceful life where we have enough income, we have enough resources that we can take care of ourselves and those we love. And we can spend time with the people we care about and do the things that make their hearts sing. We want to live an authentic life. Authenticity is the inevitable outcome when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And that is what we're talking about today. What we think, what we say, and what we do, all being in harmony. And how would it feel for you if you woke up each morning with a smile on your face, jumped out of bed, and couldn't wait to get to life, to get to the day? Just like when we were kids, right? And it was your birthday or Christmas, and we just jumped out of bed. We wanted everything to go forward. We were ready for it. So living an authentic life starts when you start feeling happy every day. Now, I don't mean blind happiness, but I mean happy in being grateful for life, for having those things we can write down in our gratitude journal. And that comes by letting go of the things that no longer serve us, because every year life goes by, we get older, we met new people, we had new experiences, we're doing new routines, but we have to stop and look at what is serving us. Is everybody in your life that you are paying a lot of time and energy to serving you or your life and your family? Are the things routines and, you know, often we take on positions. I remember when I was a young mom and I was on the PTC and I was on the superintendent's board and like, yeah, that was great. When I did it, I was exuberant. I wanted to do it, but I couldn't keep doing that forever, right? There was a time where I had to let that go because at some point it no longer served me. So let's look at some other things that may be going on in life that may no longer serve you. Because sometimes we need to just take a moment and look back and see. So I hope you'll do that now. And if you're somebody who keeps a journal, this might be a good exercise to write out. So look at the people that you've known for a long time. We are blessed with having people in our lives, having relationships, but we are not meant to carry everyone that we have ever met and enjoyed, carry them around with us for the rest of our lives. So we may need to take a look at what we are doing in our relationships or the people that we've known for a long time. Where do you want to fit them in? We can be conscious about how we build our life with people. The next are the places that we visit. Do we go to the same places over and over again, feeling that it's almost like something we have to do? Are we shoulding about that? Other things could be activities, things that you've been involved with for years. Like I mentioned for me, being on, you know, those boards and the PTC. Like, yes, they serve a time and a place, and then you let them go. You don't have to do it forever. And there's no real expiration date on them. The expiration date is by reflecting on your life and how authentic you are being about continuing these activities. And also, you could be looking at old habits, thoughts, and expectations that you have in life and how those might be, they may be old. They may not serve you anymore. So check those expiration dates on your habits, your thoughts, and your expectations. So we talk about letting go, right? Like there's some things we got to let go of, or that thought keeps coming up. I got to let go of it. So what do we need to let go? Well, we can look at people. If there are people that you have had in your life that no longer make you happy, it happens. It doesn't make you a bad person or them a bad person. It just means their expiration date is up and it's time to let them go. And what if they're friends? What if they're family? And if you really want to live an authentic life, it's important to face the reality of where your unhappiness is coming from. So it's okay to look at it. You don't have to do anything about it today, but I just want you to look at the people in your life and see where these relationships are today, not where they were in the past, where they are today. And are there people that you may want to let go of? Next, we'll look at the places. Places that you visit or places that you go for entertainment, for recreation. Do you do things like that, or even education or coffee even? Of course, your coffee is decaffeinated, I know. But are you really still enjoying these things, or are they just habits? If you're not happy when you go in and you're not happy when you come out, you don't need to be going there anymore. And it's okay if it's something that you've done for many years. Maybe you want to join a different gym. That's okay. You just can look at it from where you are today. So often our lives get busy and we're living by rote. We are not paying attention to what we are feeling and how our people, places, and things are making us feel. Or our thoughts. Let's talk about our thoughts then for a second. What do you spend your time thinking about? Is your mind permeated with doom and gloom? Do your thoughts create more anxiety, disappointment, and anger? Can you find a way to let go of that? Can you see how that is not serving you? And again, thoughts can be habits. And if we are not aware of our thoughts, just like being aware of people and places, we are not aware of how we are feeling. Oftentimes we have a lousy day and it's a perfect opportunity. That's when your lousy day can be your teacher. It's a wonderful time to go to the journal and write it out. See what comes up. Once you get writing these things over and over again, you can write out the situation. You know, you can be creative about it, or you can just make bullet points, however you feel you want to write. But you will begin to see threads. You'll begin to see things. Oh, this keeps coming up when I go to a particular place, when I hang around a certain person, or when I am thinking particular thoughts. So all the people, places, experience, and thoughts that we allow to be coming in when they are not serving us actually start weighing us down. And no amount of drive or positive thinking is going to change anything until we face the real issue. Then we can come up with positive ways to deal with it, but we can't just magically think our way out of, oh, it will be fine, or I need to just think differently about this. Maybe you need to let it go. It's okay. Every person, place, or activity that doesn't make us happy is a weight. It's kind of like carrying a rock that we put in our backpack that's on our back, our rucksack, and we don't take them out. And we keep picking up more, and we put another one in, and it isn't long before the extra weight starts to slow us down. And this is only coming from us not examining what our daily life is and what we are doing. But still we go on. We entertain all the thoughts about the people and the things that no longer serve us, and life becomes heavy. Every day becomes a chore, and the backpack we are carrying can become too heavy to even lift. This can be those days where you don't want to get out of bed, not because you're physically tired, but because you are carrying this mental load of things you don't want. Everything begins to feel like a struggle, and you wonder why life is so hard. It's time to look at the rocks in that backpack. And so what can happen when we start living more authentically? This is when we start to think of the people and the places, our things that make us really happy, things that might have made us happy as a child. Did you ever get the urge to revisit a place that you haven't been for a long, long time and to see some of the things that made you feel good a long time ago? And maybe even re-engage with those activities, things you really enjoyed that could hold actually memories for you, good memories. It's okay to start thinking about that stuff. When you live authentically, you also find yourself smiling during the day for no reason at all. Life feels lighter. You feel like you've been set free. You feel capable of letting go of the thoughts that you neither want or need. You become more able to do that. And for the first time in a long time, you begin to experience joy just through your thoughts and feelings. This is what it means to be living authentically. You notice that without any conscious effort, you have no attachment to things that no longer serve you. Letting go becomes effortless. And living authentically becomes easy. As your awareness for all things authentic within you become more apparent, your ability to reject things that are not in alignment with your authentic self, they increase proportionately. It's a real freedom. You begin to make new friends. There's room for new people to start coming into your life who are in alignment with your current way of living and thinking. You start having new adventures, opportunities to experience new activities that you hadn't really thought about previously begin to present themselves, and you find yourself excited to try these new experiences. You also begin to learn and discover. Your interest in learning and new things awakens in you, and you find yourself fascinated by the idea of learning new skills. The people you meet while you're learning these new skills resonate directly with your heart, and you feel at home. Once you start living authentically, your frustration, your anxiety, and doubt are replaced with optimism, enthusiasm, and fulfillment in all that you do. Life becomes more simple. The sun seems to shine more. Others say you look different, maybe more radiant, maybe more alive. And that's because you are different. We live differently when we are living from our true selves. And it all begins when you make the decision to let go of things that are no longer serving you. I know it sounds like it's hard, but what we need to do is to simply take the time to look at what we're doing, to be aware of what we're doing, and see if there are places we want to make these changes. Without looking, you will never see it. So try it for yourself. Get that journal out or get that audio recorder out. Speak your truth. Talk this over with your therapist or your friend and see if you can begin to cultivate a more authentic life. And now for today's quote. We are constantly invited to be who we are. And that's from Henry David Thoreau. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.